Model Test 4, Speaking Section. The speaking section tests your ability to communicate in English in an academic setting. During the test, you will be presented with 6 speaking questions. The questions ask for a response to a single question, a conversation, a talk, or a lecture. You may take notes as you listen, but notes are not graded. You may use your notes to answer the questions. Some of the questions ask for a response to a reading passage and a talk or a lecture. The reading passages and the questions are written, but most of the directions will be spoken. Your speaking will be evaluated on both the fluency of the language and the accuracy of the content. You will have 15 to 20 seconds to prepare and 45 to 60 seconds to respond to each question. Typically, a good response will require all of the response time, but the answer will be complete by the end of the response time. The time for the speaking section is about 20 minutes. A clock on the screen will show you how much time you have to prepare your answer and how much time you have to record it.
Number 1. Listen for a question about a familiar topic. After you hear the question, you have 15 seconds to prepare and 45 seconds to record your answer.
Which city in the world would you like to visit? Use specific reasons and details to explain your choice.
Please prepare your answer after the beep. Please begin speaking after the beep. Number 2. Listen for a question that asks your opinion about a familiar topic. After you hear the question, you have 15 seconds to prepare and 45 seconds to record your answer.
Some students prefer to attend a school that provides education for women only or men only. Other students prefer to attend a co-educational school for both women and men. Which environment do you think is better, and why? Use specific reasons and examples to support your opinion.
Please prepare your answer after the beep. Please begin speaking after the beep. Number 3. Read a short passage and listen to a talk on the same topic. Then listen for a question about them. After you hear the question, you have 30 seconds to prepare and 60 seconds to record your answer.
A meeting is planned to explain the proposal for a change in the English language requirements for community college. Read the notice in the college newspaper, printed on page 357. You have 45 seconds to complete it. Please begin reading now. Now listen to a student who is speaking at the meeting. She is expressing her opinion about the policy for international students.
I think that this is a good policy because sometimes international students don't do well on an English test, but they're still good students in their major field, so they can probably succeed with a lower score on the TOEFL. And besides that, it's a good idea to begin with one credit class instead of a full course load. I mean, studying part-time while finishing the language classes will provide more of a transition into regular courses. Also, after several semesters in the English Language Institute, most international students become impatient. And this opportunity to begin regular classes, it would increase their motivation toward the end of their language program.
The student expresses her opinion of the policy for international students. Report her opinion and explain the reasons that she gives for having that opinion.
Please prepare your answer after the beep. Please begin speaking after the beep. Number 4. Read a short passage and then listen to part of a lecture on the same topic. Then listen for a question about them. After you hear the question, you have 30 seconds to prepare and 60 seconds to record your answer.
Now read the passage about myths and legends printed on page 358. You have 45 seconds to complete it. Please begin reading now. Now listen to part of a lecture in an anthropology class. The professor is talking about the legend of Paul Bunyan.
Paul Bunyan is one of the more popular characters in American legends. A hero among the lumberjacks of the American Northwest, Paul Bunyan had the size, strength, and the frontier spirit of the North American continent that embraced the stories about him. According to legend, Paul Bunyan was a giant of a man who ate 40 bowls of porridge for breakfast and used wagon wheels for the buttons on his shirts. His feet were so large that while he was walking west across Minnesota, his footprints created 10,000 lakes. He's also attributed with the creation of the Grand Canyon, Puget Sound, and the Black Hills. Some of my colleagues who specialize in folklore believe that the legend has a French-Canadian origin. However, they agree with me that the whole idea of the giant fits in well with the expansion of the frontier in both Canada and the United States. The legend was retold and embellished in the logging camps of Michigan, Wisconsin, and Minnesota. Some of the earliest publications are found in the Detroit News Tribune in 1910.
Using the main points and examples from the reading, explain the differences between myths and legends. Then refer to the lecture to explain why Paul Bunyan would be considered a legend.
Please prepare your answer after the beep. Please begin speaking after the beep. Number 5. Listen to a short conversation. Then listen for a question about it. After you hear the question, you have 20 seconds to prepare and 60 seconds to record your answer.
Now listen to a conversation between a student and her advisor.
So I really like my roommate. I mean, we get along great, and she's a good student. We take a lot of the same classes and we study together, but... Well, I have a problem, and I just don't seem to be able to deal with it.
Okay. What's the problem?
You see, she has a boyfriend in Florida, and she calls him on my cell phone.
Then you have a bill for the extra minutes at the end of the month.
Exactly, and I really can't afford it.
Have you talked with her about it?
Not really. I just don't know what to say.
Well, I think you have a couple of options. You can tell her that you can't let her use your cell phone anymore. And you can offer to go with her to buy her own cell phone. That way she'll see that you're trying to help.
That might work, but she'll probably still be upset.
Or another possibility is you could let her use your cell phone if she pays you for the extra minutes that you've had to cover for her, and if she agrees to pay her share of all the bills from now on. Just tell her that you can't afford it.
Describe the woman's problem and the two suggestions that her advisor makes about how to handle it. What do you think the woman should do, and why?
Please prepare your answer after the beep. Please begin speaking after the beep. Number 6. Listen to part of a lecture. Then listen for a question about it. After you hear the question, you have 20 seconds to prepare and 60 seconds to record your answer.
Now listen to part of a lecture in a biology class. The professor is discussing the types of habitats for wildlife found in cities.
Although cities have not generally been associated with wildlife, there are many species that have become so much a part of the urban landscape that they are, for the most part, unnoticed neighbors. For example, in New York's Central Park, almost 300 species of birds have been identified. Urban parks certainly provide some of the world's safest and, in many ways, best wildlife habitats. And as the natural habitats shrink, well, these urban parks will become more and more important to the conservation of wildlife, including not only birds, but also freshwater animals and even small mammals. So, as you see, man-made areas are one important type of habitat in cities. But artificial structures in the urban landscape, these can also provide a home for animals that adapt to life in the city. For instance, chimney swifts are birds that originally lived in hollow trees, but now chimney swifts are commonly found in the long brick chimneys, in factories or other vertical shafts in tall buildings. Think about it. A city has more chimneys than there are hollow trees in a forest of equal area. Consequently, these birds flock to the city. Another case of adaptation is the urban drainage system, which is usually made up of concrete ditches, and they naturally attract stream and marsh animals. Again, to use New York City as an example, probably 250 species of fish are found in the harbor, many of which make their way into the pools and ponds and ditches in the New York drainage system. In Boston, the Back Bay was actually designed to create habitats and attract marshland wildlife to the city.
Using the main points and examples from the lecture, describe the two general types of habitats for wildlife found in urban areas.
Please prepare your answer after the beep. Please begin speaking after the beep.